So this is Mallows Bay. It's a county park, one of the largest collection of shipwrecks in North America. Most of the ships here were World War I wooden cargo ships that were really never used for the war. They were very inefficient. After the war, they were hauled over here to Mallows Bay to be burned and salvaged for steel. And then the hulls were dragged out and sunk and right along the shore here in the Potomac River. So there's a couple hundred shipwrecks of all vintages, mostly World War I, but some even earlier, some later. They're all sunk out here in Mallows Bay, creating a wonderful habitat for birds and fish. This is one of the best largemouth bass fisheries in the U.S., and a lot of fishing tournaments come down here and fish along this edge of the Potomac.
If you canoe or kayak out among the Ghost Fleet ruins, don't forget to look down, because as many ruins as you see up above the water, you'll see even more submerged. You'll get a close-up look at a number of bird species. You can see a lot of cormorants. Those are the darker birds who are holding their little beaks up in the air. Lots of ospreys wheeling overhead or diving for fish. Great blue herons. There are a couple of nests on the shoreline and numerous gulls and terns. If you go upstream of where all the pilings are, you'll notice that each bird has its own little piling, and there are frequent squabbles over possession of those good perch spots. And when you get to some of the wooden ruins, you'll notice a couple of pioneer plants that are starting to colonize in the decaying wood. And the most common species there are groundsel tree, which is Baccharis halmifolia, and also black locust.